So hello there.
Hi.
My name is Kate Rowles and I'm interviewing you on behalf of the Wellcome Trust as you're participating in Anthony Gormley's new art project, One Another, at Trafalgar Square. And today is the 9th of July 2009, and if I can please ask you to state your full name, your age and where you're from.
What do I have to give my age? I'm Justin Sargent, I'm 39 and I'm from different places, but current home address is North Yorkshire, middle of the North Yorkshire Moors.
Lovely. Where are you from originally?
Sussex.
Okay. And how did you first hear about this project?
I got an email from a friend saying, check this out, this must be great fun. And I decided to apply on the spot.
Fabulous. And what happened when you found out that you got a place?
I was kind of dumbfounded and texted my best friends immediately. So I really hadn't expected to be selected.
And how are you feeling about going up there today?
I'm okay, perhaps a little anxious simply because it's going to be standing up there for an hour in the middle of the night and it's not that warm. But other than that, I think it's fine.
And what are you going to do up there?
I've got one sort of main message, I suppose. I study at Imperial College and there are some cuts being made in my department and I'm basically protesting. Protesting might be a strong word, but I'm against the cuts. I don't think it's a good idea. And that's my message when I'm up there. I have a banner that's been made by some people at university and I shall stand there holding that. Part of the message is that students are being silenced by their cuts, so I'm going to symbolically have my mouth taped over so that I can't speak either.
Mm. Can you elaborate on what you mean by cuts?
The languages basically are being cut. There's a highly popular language department within sort of, well, the humanities department offer the language teaching. The courses are largely oversubscribed. So they're highly popular with the students and they're being dramatically sort of pruned back to a skeleton of a service. At the moment, students can take their optional modules within the humanities department, and that includes beginner level languages if they've not had an opportunity to study languages before. And bearing in mind that a lot of students in the sciences at a university like Imperial will choose at A-levels all the sciences and they will forego any language learning, thinking they can actually pick that up when they get to university. So cutting that service is actually doing them a great injustice, I think, or disservice.
And why did you choose this issue?
Because it's something I care about. I'm passionate about languages. I speak two foreign languages fluently. I have two others that I can speak to some level as well. I believe that this country is in a desperate state for languages. Organizations like the EU are desperately seeking linguists from this country, native English speakers, who can act as translators and interpreters. And there is a scarcity because language learning in this country is going downhill very fast. So for the universities to actually cut back the provision that there is, I think, is, well, a travesty. It's not the first time. It's not only Imperial that's doing this. I know of similar cuts happening in other universities. At my undergraduate university, the whole language department was basically cut out, apart from offering a complimentary service to all the other degrees. So it's something that's happening throughout the country, and I think it needs to be stopped if languages are going to have any future in this country. We can't just rely on everybody to speak English. So that's my main mission when I'm up there. I hopefully will manage to keep a little frog on my shoulder, as another sort of issue that I'm very passionate about is the environment. And the Prince's Rainforest Projects have recently been pushed into the press and they're using a frog as a symbol. And I'm going to do the same to support them.
And what would you say is your sort of feelings at the moment about going up there on the plinth?
I'm quite looking forward to it. I think I'm going to get a once in a lifetime opportunity. I'm going to be looking at Trafalgar Square from a perspective that, well, so far only a handful of people have actually done, and by the end of this project there'll be 2,400, but that's still not many. And I just think it'll be something I will remember forever.
And who are you doing this for?
Me, at the end of the day. Yes, I might have causes that might benefit other people, but I'm doing it for me and my sense of what it means to be part of today's society.
And what is important to you in your life at the moment?
There's all kinds of things. We could be here forever. Important for me at the moment is I want to complete my course.
What's your course?
I'm studying a master's. It's an MSc in Scientific, Technical and Medical Translation at Imperial. I want to finish that. I want to establish myself as a translator. But I'm actually trying to get onto a PhD course as well for next year. So that's important. I need to find some funding because I have a conditional offer from Cambridge. So fingers crossed, things will work out there. So pursuing both, well, my academic and professional careers, they're very important to me at the moment, and that's where I'm driving to.
And can you tell me a little bit more about yourself? Can you help to paint a picture of...
About who I am.
Of who you are.
Well, I grew up in the southeast of England, in Sussex, sort of close to the South Downs. Got involved with animals and sailing and things like that as a kid. My parents moved to the middle of the North Yorkshire Moors, and I suppose I went up there eventually as well as a teenager. And it's a beautiful part of the world, so it's definitely shaped me to some degree. I grew up in the country, and that definitely is a part of who I am. I'm not happy in cities. I've been staying in London for the last year and didn't like it at all. I'm back in Cambridge for a while now, and I'm much happier around the trees. But I'm a friendly, easygoing, I guess, in some ways, kind of person. I like to be active to some level as well. I'm a certified scuba instructor. I've grown up riding horses all my life. I don't know what else to add, but I sort of do all kinds of things, I suppose. I love reading, I love learning, I teach as well.
What do you teach?
Scuba diving, and I have taught English as well. So I just like to sort of dabble in lots of little things and sort of mix and match. So I don't know what else to say about me.
That's a lot. That's really great. And what impact do you think that you're taking your stand on the plinth will have?
Well, I'm hoping that at least a little bit more coverage with the cuts and my sort of stance against the cuts. And I'm not the only person. I'm here representing a whole group of people who are devastated by these cuts, both staff and students. The banner I've got here that I will carry up there was made for me by other supporters. There's a Facebook group of about 1,500 people all fighting these cuts.
What's the name of the group?
Save the Languages. It's set up by people at Imperial. And it's got both staff and students on board, and yeah, people who are very passionate about what they do and what they want in terms of language provision. And I'm hoping that the Senate at Imperial College will sit down and rethink what's happening. I believe these cuts have been brought in hurriedly or thought about very hurriedly and not considered properly. I think it's very easy to cut complementary services when money might be tight, but I don't think it's good in the long run to do so. I think it's going to be something that mic fire, and I just hope they rethink. So my aim is to get people back to the table.
And is there anything else that you'd like to add about your experience, you're anticipating?
I can't think of anything. At the end of the day, I'll probably have loads I could think to say once I've done it, but I'm still just waiting to get up there.